going to be controlled by Riverdale. I thought they might re-jump that one. And Barbie caught it. Petty has it for the Warriors. Between the circles here at Oakland High School. Going toward the swimming pool side of the gym. Barnes picks her up. Oakland in a zone. Petty doesn't take the shot. Watkins will from the corner. No good. Rebound. Middleton to Barbie underneath. Good. Middleton didn't take, got the rebound and found Barbie all alone. 2-0 Warriors. Pressing are the Warriors. Oakland gets it across. Oliver out of Eubank. Riggins to Barrett. Over to Barnes. They'll get it set up. Riverdale playing man-to-man. Jones picks up Riggins. That was the matchup the last time these two met. Bounce pass to Riggins. Barbie on her. Now she's double-teamed. Out of bounds, it'll belong to Oakland. 2-0 Riverdale early here in the District 7 Triple A Championship game.
The key, the first thing you got to do is get the ball across the timeline against the Riverdale defense and then not turn the ball over once you get it down there.
And they're going to continue to press on you as well once you get it over there and a double team there. Oliver gets it to Barnes, gives it back to Eubank. Takes a few dribbles between the circles here. It's a pick from Oliver. Now lobs it to Oliver. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Oliver, kind of leaning in to Taisha Petty. So Oliver picks up a foul. First team foul on Oakland. Riverdale will throw it in. Bring it across. John Wild in his lucky green tie tonight.
St. Patrick's tie. St. Patrick's Day tie.
Watkins corner to Jones for three. Off the rim, no good. Petty tips it. Riggins comes up with it for Oakland. Long pass intercepted Watkins. Down low to Barbie. Now back out Middleton. And this picked off by Oliver. Over to Eubank. Turnover Riverdale. Now Middleton goes flying into the bleachers and she may have hurt herself. Nope, she's going to be okay. She's up laughing.
She found herself wedged between the two seats on the first and second row.
Riggins will throw it inside court for Oakland. Oliver dribbles 3-2 and gives it over to Eubank. She shoots the long one. It's too hard. Rebound. Coming down with it is Watkins. Off to Jones. Long outlet pass to Middleton. Driving. Gets a double team down low to Barbie. Out to Petty. To Jones. Inside to Barbie. The layup is no good. Rebound Barbie. Goes up with the right hand this time. Make that Jones. But Jones with the right hand. She scores. 4-0 Riverdale.
Three rebounds on that one possession there, John. That's big. You got a rebound against this bunch.
Ball tipped away, but Barnes saves it for Oakland. 4-0 Riverdale. 5:38 to go in the first quarter. Over to Riggins. Doesn't take the shot. Gives it to Barrett. Now she tries to lob it into Oliver. It's intercepted. Another turnover. Petty flies down the court. Gives it off to Barbie. Layup with the left hand is no good, but a foul going to be called. And that may have been before the shot. We'll have to wait and see. The foul is on Barnes. Her first.
They're saying it's out of bounds, John.
And that's probably a good call, Brian. I think it was before she went up. Petty to throw it in for the Warriors. Leading 4-0. Trying to get it to Middleton, and Oliver knocks it away. Davenport is in for Riverdale. First substitution made. Petty to Jones. Inside Barbie. Turns around. Puts it off the glass. Good.
That was high off the glass, that one, John. Really at the top of the square.
6-0 Riverdale. Eubank lobs it to Oliver. Now Eubank in the double team. Long pass. Cannot get away with that one. Barbie got it. Long pass from Middleton to Petty. The hands off to Davenport. She goes up, and she is going to be fouled.
John, against this bunch, against Riverdale, you cannot afford to make a pass across the floor because they see the floor so well. All Barbie had to do right there was just jump up and tip it away, and somebody else was there, one of her teammates, to take it down the floor.
And all defense for Emily Eubank, nobody really came to her.
No, she was trapped in the corner, and she just had to heave it and hope somebody picked it up. And that's the third turnover for Oakland. with Riverdale shooting free throws, and the first one good.
Davenport at the free throw line. Riverdale leads 7-0. Second free throw, in and out. Rebound, Riggins. To Eubank, and Barbie picks that one off. To Jones, to Petty. The head fake gives to Jones, who's trailing, and Jones scores, and a timeout Oakland as Riverdale's taking a 9-0 lead. Beautiful pass by Petty, and it gives us a chance to talk about our good friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction.
When you need immediate results, there is no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. No, they'll go to them. With internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600. They're online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, you can consider it sold.
Kara House checks in for the Oakland Patriots. The freshman, number 14, a 5'8". I'll make that, she's a sophomore, excuse me. Oliver to throw it in. 4:40 to go in the first quarter, 9-0 Riverdale. Eubank fakes, goes up, fouled. She'll get two.
I really like that move there by Eubank, just taking it to the defense and forcing him to foul her.
Foul was on Taisha Petty, her first. First team foul on Riverdale. Free throw is up, it's no good. This is kind of the nightmare start you don't want against Riverdale.
Yeah, you got to shoot well, and they're not.
Free throw missed. Here comes Petty. 3-on-2. Drives in the lane, banks it off the glass. Good. Petty with her first basket.
Riverdale has hit four baskets in a row here, John, to take an 11-0 advantage.
Riggins to House. Back to Riggins. Shoots from the foul line. The basket's short. Rebound, Riggins. Goes up strong, puts it up with the left hand, too strong. This time it is in from the left side, and she's fouled. Ellen Riggins with a big basket.
Great rebound there, great effort. She kept hustling after that ball right there and finally got it to go.
Watkins commits the personal. Second team foul on Riverdale. Jones comes out. Middleton comes back in. John Weil doesn't use a lot of players, but he uses that one or two subs so well, Brian.
Well, anybody subs for anybody. It really doesn't matter when they come in. They play a lot of different positions.
Particularly Davenport, who's playing guard right at this moment in time. Middleton over in the corner playing a wing. Davenport, left wing. Inside it lobbed to Barbie. I think it was meant for Middleton, but Barbie got it. Flips it out to Watkins. For First Bank three. Everything going in for Riverdale right now. Inside the house, they beat the press. She puts it up against the glass. Good. 14-5. The lead cut to 9. Riverdale has the ball in the lead. Davenport in the corner, right corner to Middleton. In and out with that jumper. Riggins comes down with it. Oakland with a chance to cut the lead to 7. Lob to the house again. She goes up. Blocked by Watkins and Barbie. Petty comes away with it. And now they say she stepped on the baseline going up. So a turnover for Riverdale, the second Warrior turnover. And it'll be Oakland's ball. 14-5 the score. Riverdale leads by 9. Riggins to throw it in. Eubank. Oh, Jones almost picked that one off. Eubank having to work hard to get it across. On pass to Barnes. Came back in. Drives in the lane. Misses the jumper. Rebound Barbie. Long pass to Middleton. She stops. Bounce pass inside to Jones. And now a foul going to be called on Sylvia Barnes. A little shove as she got the ball. Riverdale will throw it in underneath their basket.
Second foul on Barnes.
Here comes Davenport, and driving in the lane, fadeaway jumpers, not good. Rebound, Barbie, however, puts it off the glass, good. Barbie with 4, lead back up to 11. Brian Barrett, Mr. Haney with you tonight. Barnes gets it underneath the basket. To Riggins, knocked away by Jones.
See how quick, I mean, she was, you know, at least 4 feet back and saw that pass was going to go in there, so she just lunged to knock it away.
Great anticipation by the Warriors. Lob into Oliver. There may have been a walk there. I'm not sure. Rebound. I'll make that jumper shot by Eubank is no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Emily Eubank with the basket. She has two. 16-7 Riverdale. Oakland kind of hanging tough right now after a terrible start. Cross-court pass, Middleton to Watkins. Davenport open. She'll shoot it. Short. Rebound, Riggins. Gets double-teamed. Now there's a scramble for it. Barnes is down there with Davenport, and it's a jump ball. It'll be Oakland's. Fans screaming foul.
Well, if you don't call the foul initially in a scrum like that, John, it's kind of hard to call it later unless the officials just get tired of it. Normally, they call the jump ball before that.
Oliver throws it into Eubank to Riggins, back to Oliver. And now Jones going to be reaching in to get the foul. Olivia's first, third team foul on the Warriors.
34, Olivia Jones, first.
Eubank has it. Jones putting some pressure on Eubank. She comes across the timeline, bounce pass to Barnes, right wing. Here comes the double team. Now inside to Riggins. She turns, flips it over to House from the corner, jumper in and out. Rebound, Barbie leading the break. Right side, Davenport tipped away. Good alert play by Emily Eubank there to break that one up. 1:36 to go in the first quarter, 16-7 Riverdale. Warriors with a basketball. Over to Middleton. Jumper from the left wing. No good. Rebound. Barbie. And she goes down hard. Or is that Jones?
It is Jones.
Oh, she really took a spill.
She kind of landed on that left shoulder there, John. Hopefully she's going to get up and be okay. And it looks like she is.
Third foul on Sylvia Barnes. She's going to go to the bench. Caitlin King going to come in for her. 6'1 sophomore center, number 24, Caitlin King.
King played some good minutes in that game against the Lady Blaze in that two-point win by Oakland.
Barbie in the corner to Jones. Shoots it from the left side. No good. Right side, that is. House to Eubank. Lead is 9. Eubank against Jones. Spins. Needs some help. Davenport intercepts it. 2-on-1. Davenport from the left side. Layup good. Davenport has 3. The lead is 11. House drives, tries to give it to King, misses it. But Oliver saves it to King. Layup good. Nice play by House.
Got to get those baskets like Oakland just did right there. King, Johnny on the spot, open, got the layup.
Middleton from the corner. No good. Rebound King. All alone for that rebound. Gives it off to Eubank. Oliver drives. Now they're going to call a foul, I think, on Middleton. Brian, one thing outside-wise, Riverdale not shooting very well from the outside right now.
They really have cooled off since hitting 5 in a row, John. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2 of 8.
Inbounds pass goes to Riggins. Over to King. Rips it out of Middleton's hands. So make that Davenport. Inside Riggins all alone. Layup from the left side. Good. Good pass by Caitlin King. Working that high pass. Posted up high, got it down low. 20 seconds to go in the quarter, 18-11 Riverdale. Davenport to Petty. Inside, Jones coming across, misses the layup. Rebound Riggins. Chance for Oakland to cut the lead. And she took that shot. I think she lost track of what time was on the clock. She took that about 2 seconds too soon.
Yeah, she could have had a pretty decent long three, and instead she shot it from behind the midcourt stripe.
18-11. Riverdale with the ball, 3 seconds left. Here's Penny. She's going to go for it. The jumper is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter here in District 7 AAA Championship Girls action. Riverdale 18, Oakland 11, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. At Toots Restaurant, we are very proud and humbled to say that this is our 27th year in business. It sure is amazing, and we are feeding third and fourth generation families like the Walkers from WGNS. At Toots, come on down and try what put us on the map. That's right, buffalo wings. We're serving 8 different flavors now of buffalo wings, and you can get that on our boneless buffalo chicken fingers as well.
Toots, good food and fun.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, Jones Car Wash, State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
John Diggins, Brian Barrett here with you. Oakland trailing by 7, Riverdale with the basketball. Petty to Middleton. Shooting it from outside, in and out. Rebound, Watkins to Barbie, layup good, and she's fouled. The basket's going to count. John now is on King, excuse me, Brian.
Rebounds were pretty even. Oakland shot or turned the ball over 5 times, Riverdale 2 in the first quarter of play. It was the number of shots Riverdale took and the shooting percentage that helped them eke out a first quarter lead, 18-11.
Free throws missed by Barbie. Here comes Oliver, working it to Eubank, to Riggins. Riggins drives, baseline, gives it to Eubank. She bobbles it for a moment, now tries to find some help. Petty intercepts. Long pass to Jones, to Middleton. Can't hang on to it, but she flips it into the floor. Jones and King fighting for it. Comes up with it is Watkins. Riverdale has the basketball, and Jones is down again.
She kind of took a beating there on the bottom of that pile as the ball was rolling around, and I don't know if it's that shoulder again or not that she fell on.
Well, she's still down. We're going to take a break and come right back. It's 20-11, Riverdale on top.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro
on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Winner's Trophies, Cellular Concepts, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
Jones goes to the bench. Looks like she's going to be okay, limping a little bit. Petty over to Middleton. Riverdale by 9, Davenport from the corner. Bottom. First bank three for Davenport. She has 6 on the evening. They get it to Riggins, and now a foul going to be called. Tori Watkins guilty of that foul.
John, the way they're calling this game, that plays into Oakland's favor because they are those balls that Riverdale's been swiping away early. They're now calling some fouls there. I don't know if that's going to change the way Riverdale plays or not. Generally, it does not.
Eubank brings it up. Middleton and Petty coming after her. And now timeout Oakland. That was probably a very good timeout.
Well, nobody came to Emily's help, you know, and she didn't have anybody to pass it to. A 30-second break, and we'll keep it here for a word from Bob Parks Auction Company. Stan Vaught, Bob Bug at Bob Parks Auction. Experienced, professionally trained to use the auction process to sell your property. They go around and they get the latest details, latest technology, latest on how to actually do this the right way. Recognized as industry leaders in the Southeast, people ask them about it. That's how good these guys are. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught put their experience and technology to work for you. Bring the buyers to you with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. Auctioneers at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
23-11, Riverdale by 12, Oakland with the basketball. Eubanks stops, shoots, banks it off the glass, too hard, rebound, Eubank, good. Eubank with four. Here come the Warriors. Middleton, crossover dribble, now gives it off to Barbie, driving in the lane, dishes out. Davenport for three, no good, rebound, King. Kind of standing flat-footed, but she's the tallest girl on the court. Over to House. Kira brings it up to King. Stops. Has it bobbled out of her hands, now gives it to Eubank. Eubank, right side, Oliver, doesn't take the jumper. Now dribbles in some trouble, out of bounds, it'll belong to Oakland. You don't see Caitlin taking many outside shots.
No, and I think she was just the only red jersey they could find there, John, so they passed it over to her. She almost traveled with it, got it off pretty quickly. By the way, Olivia Jones just checked back into the game.
And the ball trying to be intercepted, and is. Barbie saves it. Tips it out to Jones. A 10-point Riverdale lead. Jones to Petty. Brings it back out between the circles. They'll set it back up. Kind of waiting on Barbie to get picked back down there on the offensive end. Cross-court pass to Petty. Drives. Loses it off of her leg, and it'll be a turnover Riverdale. Turnover number three for the Warriors. 5:33 to go in the first half. Riverdale leads by 10. House has it. Looking for some help. Gets it to Eubank. Two on one. Eubank bounces to King. Too far underneath the basket. However, Jones tipped it on the way out. Break for Oakland.
Well, that was a big break for Oakland right there because that bounce pass was way in front of King. There was no way she was going to get to that one.
Eubank throws it in. Riggins from the corner. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound. Petty. And she'll bring it up. 23-13 Riverdale. First half of action. Petty. Stops. Shoots. Long jumper. No good. Rebound. Riggins. Ellen gets it over to Kira House. House going to take it to the bank and misses the shot. King follows. No good. Rebound. Middleton. Alexa has it. Drives, bounces off to Barbie, gives it to Davenport, open again for three.
Well, she's just camping out there in the near corner, John, and she's hit two of three of those that she's put up.
She's got nine. Tori Watkins getting ready to check back in. Riggins has it, top of the key, now to Eubank, right wing. Over to House, going to drive, loses the basketball. Riggins picks it up to House, a little eight-footer. In the lane, no good. Rebound, Jones. Intercepted by House, quick hands. And now she's fouled. Petty may have got her, let's see. No, it's on Barbie. First foul on Barbie, the sixth foul on Riverdale. Oakland once again will get it underneath their basket. Next foul, both teams being the bonus. Oliver has it, left side. Spins, needs some help, gets it to House. She'll shoot the jumper. No good. Rebound, tipped, controlled by Barbie. Long lead pass out front. Petty may have an easy one, blocked by House. Came all the way from the other end of the floor, Brian.
Well, she has played very, very well in this district tournament, I'm telling you.
It's what they say, she ain't scared, is
no.
She?
No. I say it was out of bounds off of Riverdale, yeah. Apparently, because they're going to give Oakland the ball.
Must have come off of Petty's arms. Eubank brings it across. Oliver drives right side. In some trouble, gives it to Riggins. Back out to House, in the lane, a jumper. Rolls good. Kara House with four. 26-15 Riverdale. 3:39 to go in the first half. Petty dribbles. Oakland in a zone. Davenport back to Petty. She shoots the three. No good. Rebound. Riggins again. Now it's taken away from her by Watkins. They lob it to Barbie. King. And they're going to call a foul on Caitlin King. And I say she was not shooting. But she'll go to the line because it's in the bonus either way.
This crowd is so loud, I never even heard the whistle right there.
Caitlin King's second foul. And Jennifer Grandstaff doesn't agree with that.
And put Barbie at the foul line, John. Cairo going to come in for Oakland and Middleton for Riverdale here at the next dead ball.
Free throw by Barbie's good. Barbie with seven. And Davenport, who has 9 points, going to come take a seat on the bench for a minute, get a little rest. Middleton back in. Second one by Barbie, no good. Rebound. Cairo, who just checked in. Cairo in for King. So Jennifer Grandstaff going down the bench a little further than usual. Cairo's played well in limited minutes. Ball almost gets away. Oliver has it. Inside, Cairo's got it. Going to go up, and she walks. Turnover number 9 for the Oakland Patriots. Brian, you know, you look at it and go, well, they've got 9 turnovers, but with 2:58 to go in the first half, that's not really bad against Riverdale.
Yeah, and Riverdale has 5 of their own, so turnovers have not been a huge factor in this game, at least at this point.
And Barbie left all alone, and she scores easily.
There was some jockeying for position down in the post, and well, she just got wide open. She was free and nobody even close.
Riggins to House. Needs help. Eubank open for 3. No good. Rebound. Tipped. Eubank has it. Shoots it again. Good. That one from about the foul line in.
I've got Oakland out rebounding Riverdale 17-14 right now. They've done a really good job on the boards tonight getting some of those second chance shots.
12-point lead for Riverdale. Petty looks for the 3. Doesn't take it. Middleton will. It's no good. Rebound. Cairo fighting Barbie. It's going to be Oakland's ball. Caitlin King getting ready to check back in. Oakland with a chance to cut the lead to 10 here. With 2:06 to go in the first half. Riverdale not pressing this time down the floor. Jones is going to pick Eubank up. Right as she comes across. Inside King. Up. Short. Up again. Short. Rebound. Oakland gets it. Ball goes out of bounds. Monica Barrett coming in from the Oakland bench. And Caitlin King coming out. Missed a couple of chances there down low. Riggins on Barbie. Jumper good. Riggins just opened it up from where she was at. And she scores, and the lead is cut to 10, 29-19, a minute 37 to go in the first half.
That was about as long a 2 as you could take without it counting as 3.
Middleton lobs it to Barbie. Down low, out of bounds, Oakland's ball. That's turnover number 6. Oliver coming out. House going to take her place. House, Eubank, King, Riggins, and Barrett. In for the Patriots. 29-19 Riverdale. Eubank across the timeline. Over to Barrett. Looking for some help. Gives it to Emily. Taisha on her. Riggins, she's going to lob it to King this time. That one's picked off, but House picks up the loose ball and puts it up and in. Kira House having quite a half. She's got 6.
Well, that ball just bounced the right way for Oakland that time.
Here's a drive in by Petty, and it's up and good. It breaks a little drought for Riverdale. Ball stolen. Jones misses the layup, however. Oakland has had about 3 or 4 huge breaks, and now Jones going to foul. A little frustrated, I think, Olivia is, as she missed that layup. And she committed the foul. That's Olivia's 2nd foul.
They're still not coming up to help Eubank in the backcourt. Oakland got a break right there, and they're going to get to shoot 1-1 now, too, I think. Yep.
And that's exactly what Jennifer Grandstaff's telling them. You got to come back there and help her. Eubank going to go to the free throw line, however. Emily tonight has 6 points. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Big 1-1 for the Patriots here. Free throws up. It is no good. Rebound Barbie. Kobe has it. Gives it out to Petty. She'll set it up. They'll probably play for one here as we close out the half. 31-21 Riverdale.
I'd say look for a lob inside to Barbie at some point, John.
Petty to Middleton. Cross court to Jones. Back to Petty. She drives. Gives it in. Barbie down low from the left block. Good. Petty can really pass the ball. 11 points.
Well, they just kind of worked it inside. Two or three passes.
It's that penetration that does it. House to Barrett. For three, no good. King there. She can't get it to fall. And that's going to be the end of the first half. And not a bad one. Some excitement in this first half. And we'll come back with the halftime stats and everything for you. 33-21, Riverdale leads Oakland by 12 in District 7 AAA Championship action. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
It's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesar's and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Have you ever wondered what happens at transmission shops after you drop off your car? You're not going to understand that. At Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard, they know what they're doing. From minor repairs to complete overhauls. And they work on everything from your classic hot rod, your muscle car, to grandma's Buick. You name it, they can fix it. Performance Transmissions on Memorial next to O'Reilly's. Online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to join us this Saturday for the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner. 9 o'clock this Saturday morning, and we will start promptly at 9 with our first interview. After a brief scoreboard update, we've got 8 coaches to get in. Between 9 and 11 o'clock, we're going to squeeze in another interview. All the coaches that are playing in the Region 4 AAA tournament, girls, boys, we're going to have them all this Saturday morning. And if I can dig up the email that I sent, I'll tell you in which order. Plus Cougar Corner at 11, and it's all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Be sure to check out Intersource Tournament Central online at goprimetimesports.com. It's the icon in the right sidebar, top one. Click on that. We've got all of the district and region tournament brackets, news, scores there. And also we've got a link to the Sun Belt Championship brackets. There are no names in there yet, but you can see where teams will be playing right there.
If you're not technically gifted, You could be talking lingo that I don't understand. Sidebar, icons. No, it's just kind of.
Look at the right. Look for the InterSource Tournament Central.
There you go.
Icon. You just click on it. You're good to go.
Thanks for watering that down for me.
Watering it down? Is that what it is?
33-21, our score here at halftime. And, Brian, it's just been a case of Oakland hit a few more shots. This game be even closer. But, oh, Riverdale, they've done a good job. Oakland's done a good job of beating the press. But, again, still missing some layups underneath the basket.
Well, Oakland's getting the job done on the inside, you know, and that's the great thing about it. If you're an Oakland fan, they don't have any threes from the outside, so they're getting some open shots, layups and things like that down low, and have done a really good job on the boards tonight, out rebounding Riverdale. But still, you trail 33-21, and you played maybe the best half of basketball that you played all year, even though you didn't shoot the ball as well. And that's one thing I think that a lot of folks don't realize that Riverdale does for you. And they force you into shooting quick. They force you into shooting some off-balance shots.
Bothered.
You're not squared up.
Yeah. Bothered. You know, bothered shots. There's jumpers and then there's contested jumpers.
Yeah.
And they contest everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is contested. So, I mean, you got, you know, a little four-footer that looks like it's easy, but it's not, because you got somebody swiping at you in your face and you have to shoot it off balance, and sometimes those things don't go. But they are getting some of them to go. Caitlin King, I thought, has played. She's been maybe a difference maker for Oakland in this first half.
Well, I tell you what, like someone like Kara House comes into the game. And I mentioned it on air earlier. She's not scared. You got to go in there with that mindset. You know, they're not going to take the ball away from me. I'm going to go to the basket. I'm going to do some things, and that's helped them a lot. But Riverdale is Riverdale, and they've got to come out in this third quarter. And I've got a feeling John Wild is telling them that. Riverdale struggled a little bit from the outside, I think, is what has been one of the things. Middleton has struggled shooting out. Let's see, she has 2 points tonight, and she struggled a little bit outside. So is Petty from the outside. So we'll see how it goes here in the second half.
Well, the second half is going to be a big sign. If Riverdale comes out in the third quarter and plays Riverdale basketball, and if Oakland is not ready to take it up to another level, which is what Riverdale will force, that's where sometimes they put the proverbial nail in the coffin, is in the third quarter. So if you're an Oakland fan, it's going to be very important to come out strong and be ready to take a blow from the Lady Warriors.
The stats tonight in this game, but brought to you by Bob Parks Realtors, Sunette P. Agee Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. The scoring went like this. Jacobia Barbie had 11. Taisha Petty with 4. Alexa Middleton with 2. Olivia Jones with 4. Tori Watkins with 3. And Shelby Davenport has 9. 2 of those first bank threes. For Oakland, Ellen Riggins has 7. Emily Eubank with 6. Caitlin King has 2. Kara House has come off the bench to score 6. I think Riggins has got 7 points. That's what they need out of her. I think, and she's doing a great job on the defensive boards. They got to need a little bit more scoring help somewhere else. Oakland does. Riverdale's got some people that are a little behind in their scoring. Middleton with only 2. Petty has 4. They pick it up. It could be a long second half for Oakland. You've got the team stats as well, and it's marginally close.
It's pretty even here. Riverdale shooting a touch better from the field, 44%. They have 3 first bank threes, 14 of 32. Oakland, 10 of 28, 36%. They have no threes. From the foul line, Riverdale, 33%, 2 of 6. Oakland, 1 of 4, 25%. Rebounds, Oakland leads that, 19 to 15. And turnovers, Oakland with 10 and Riverdale with 6, 4 in the second quarter of play. It was 18 to 11 Riverdale at the end of the first, and Riverdale leads by 12 here at halftime in the girls' 7-AAA championship game.
Moral victory for Oakland, but it's still, they're down by 12. So
you got a half to go, too. And if you're Oakland, you better be ready to kick it up another couple of notches.
The girls' game in the first game, Blackman girls won 57-31 in the consolation game. So Blackman finishes third. Smyrna will finish fourth. And we've got another half to play. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the second half of action here. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Riverdale leads it 33-21.
The time is now. Absolute Auction on Minerva Drive in Murfreesboro. A three-bedroom, 1.5-bath brick home with an efficiency apartment will be auctioned off March 3rd in Murfreesboro at 1206 Minerva Drive.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC?
Hi, I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryan. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we start the second half of action. District 7 Girls Championship on the line. Riverdale leads it 33-21, and Oakland has the ball. We'll have starting lineups here in the second half. House has it, drives, puts it up, too strong off the boards. Rebound, Petty. It's Petty, Jones, Middleton, Watkins, and Barbie for Riverdale. Oakland starting House in the second half with Oliver, Riggins, Eubank, and Barrett. Those starting lineups brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Long pass to Petty. Over in the corner to Watkins. The jumper is too strong. Rebound, House. Two on one for House. They give it to Oliver. Layup, good. Oliver with the basket. How was that, Mr. Douglas?
Well, they were running the floor very well that time, John, and you got to get those transition baskets.
33-23, great feed to Barbie. The layup is good, and she's fouled. Wow.
I kind of look for Riverdale to do a little bit more of that, trying to get Barbie more involved in the action down in the low post, and because she's really got the moves down low.
Second foul on Ellen Riggins. Barbie at the free throw line. It's up and it's good. Jacobia has 14. 36-23 Riverdale. So just like that, they're back up by 13. House has it. Is it over to Eubank? Bounce pass Oliver. Driving. Goes up. Stolen. Maybe. Yes, it is. Middleton has it. Middleton driving. Bounce pass. Down low. Barbie puts it up. Misses the shot, but fouled by House.
I thought that one was going in, and she just kind of threw a sky hook up there and hit off the front of the rim.
Middleton really hitting it, trying to get that ball into Barbie here early in this third quarter. 36-23 our score. Barbie at the free throw line. It's up. It is too strong. She'll get another. Barbie leads all scorers with 14. It's up. It's good. Kobe with 15. 37-23. The lead is 14. And ball stolen. Petty layup good. Petty with 6. This is an area Oakland needs to be careful. They give it to Riggins. Over to Oliver. Gets by Jones. 2-on-1. And she throws it out of bounds.
3 turnovers, John, in this first minute and a half for the Lady Patriots. They've got 13 turnovers for the game, and 3 big ones here. 1 turned into points there for Petty on the last possession.
Watkins throws it in. Riverdale will bring it up. It's a 16-point lead for Riverdale. Petty across, gives it over to Jones. Oakland in the zone. Middleton, a long three. No good. Down with a rebound is Barbie, however. She's got 17. 41-23.
She had 13 at the quarter break.
She's been a workhorse on that offensive glass tonight. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It belongs to Oakland.
I'm sorry, she had 11 at the quarter break.
Davenport comes in. Middleton comes out. Gives it over to Ellen Riggins. Over to Eubank. State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. We're in the second half. Feed is intercepted. Barbie. Long pass to Petty out of bounds.
Well, that was a great athletic move there by Emily Eubank. Knocked out of bounds by Petty. So Oakland's going to get the basketball.
And Oakland with the ball to Riggins. Long pass House. Goes off her knee. Picked off by Watkins.
Well, that's five turnovers here, John, in the early part of this third quarter. Oakland is not helping themselves with turnovers.
Lob over to Petty. Bounce pass to Davenport in the corner. Jones open for three. Short. Rebound. Eubank flips it out to Oliver. They've got the numbers again. Two on one. Oliver and Jones come streaking down the floor. It's picked off, however. Oliver gets it. And now Watkins takes it out of her hand. And they're going to call a foul. Either Watkins or Petty. It's Watkins drawing the foul. Third foul on Watkins. And a timeout on the court with the score, Riverdale 41, Oakland 23. We'll be back. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner this Saturday morning. We'll start it off at 9. Riverdale girls, followed by Smyrna girls, Smyrna boys, Blackman girls, Blackman boys, Oakland girls, Siegel boys, Laverne boys, all between 9 and 11. Then Cougar Corner at 11 o'clock, all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
John Dingens, Brian Barrett with you. Oakland with the ball. Eubank, a lob into King. It's good. Kaylin King with four. 41-25, the lead back to 16 now for Riverdale. Davenport to Petty. Long three. No good. Rebound. Tipped out of bounds. And it'll be Riverdale's ball underneath their basket.
John, one difference is Riverdale has struggled from the outside. I mean, Petty's been open. They've had several threes that just have not gone. Watkins missed a couple, so that right now I think is what's keeping it fairly close.
Here's Barbie, fouled by King.
And you call 16 points fairly close, but I guess with Riverdale it is.
And Barbie's going to go to the free throw line. Barbie was 17 on the night. Shelby Davenport has 9. Now Shelby's been pretty hot from outside, but free throw is good. 18 for Barbie. Well, you're right. Other than that, they've had a lot of looks that haven't gone in. Barbie will get another one. Free throws up. No good. Tipped. Good belongs to Petty. Driving. Goes up. No good. Rebound. House. To Eubank. Oakland wanted to run. Stop. Shoots. Eubank. Little short jumper. No good. Keaton down with the rebound. Goes out of bounds. It belongs to Oakland. 4:11 to go in the third. Winner will be district champions. They're going to have a home game regardless. And Watkins coming out. Oakland will have a home game.
Lawrence County or Franklin County are the teams that these two will play on Friday in some form or fashion.
There's a tip. Ball stolen by Barbie to Middleton. Going to drive, stop, shoot, puts it up. No good. Rebound, Eubank.
I told you wrong. I'm sorry. Lincoln County or Shelbyville, yeah, the teams that these will play.
Ball's picked off by Barbie to Davenport. Easy layup. Good. Well, Barbie's everywhere tonight.
Seven turnovers here in the third quarter for the Lady Patriots.
Over to Oliver. To House. Cross court to Eubank at the foul line. Jumper in and out. Rebound, Barbie again. She fixed her hair in between plays. Long feed, Middleton, layup, no good. Boy, Alexa can't buy one tonight.
Sometimes you have those kind of nights and somebody else has to step up in that place. And, boy, Barbie certainly has, especially here in this third quarter.
That one rolled in and rolled out, basically.
Defied gravity there, just wouldn't fall.
0-for-8 field goal attempts tonight. Tom Crager of the Daily News Journal tells us. Middleton from the corner bounces it to Jones, tipped out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale's ball. I think Caitlin Oliver touched it last. 44-25 the score. Riverdale leads by 19 with 3:17 to go in the third.
Well, Riverdale fans not accustomed to seeing that from her.
Eubank intercepts the lob. I make that Riggins. Riggins looking for help. Stops, shoots, guns it, no good. Rebound, Cairo is in, and it goes off her hands. It'll be Riverdale's ball. Barnes is also in, so Oliver, Barnes, Cairo, Riggins, and Eubank. House comes out.
That's a perfect example of a rushed shot because the ball was knocked out of her hand. She got the rebound. She drove in there for about a 10-footer and had to rush the shot, and that's what Riverdale does so well.
Petty, Middleton. Lobs it to Barbie from the left block. No good. Rebound Barbie. Into Jones. Out to Davenport from the corner. Good. First bank three.
Well, I mean, if you've got a night when you're struggling, if you're Middleton, you got Davenport out there just knocking them down.
Oakland beats the press. Barnes waits for your teammates. To Eubank from the corner. No good. Rebound Middleton. Behind her back dribble. Middleton gives it over to Petty in the corner. She drives baseline. Dishes it out right to the hands of Ellen Riggins. Riggins on Barbie. Stops, shoots, guns it. No good. Out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale's ball.
I think Barbie got a piece of that one just a little bit, just enough.
Shooting percentage has gone down for Oakland here in this quarter as well.
Now they're 2 of 5 from the field.
Petty brings it across.
Where Riverdale has attempted 12 shots, Oakland only 5. That's where those turnovers come in. Possessions are huge.
Under 2 minutes in the third. Lobbing it again to Barbie. Goes up strong. Left block good. Barbie.
They threw that into a double team. Barbie just picked it out and put it up.
Eubank drives. Going to go all the way in. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Eubank with 8. 49-27, a minute 36 to go in the third. The lead is slowly building for the Riverdale Warriors as their search for a district championship gets closer. Cross-court pass, Middleton, open for 3, no good. Rebound, Barbie, lobs, Jones, up with the layup, no good. Rebound, Riggins. Didn't really have a good shot there.
Barbie probably had a better shot.
To Oliver, drives, goes in, Barbie fouls her. And Oliver going to go to the free throw line. Second foul on Shakobia Barbie. And that is the second team foul on Riverdale. Action stopped here as Petty is tying her shoestring. She got that from the official in the first game.
I don't know that I've ever seen an official stop the clock to tie a shoe.
No. Free throw by Oliver, rolls no good.
It's John, an update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Lawrence County leads Franklin County by 10 with 2:30 left in the half. That was what was sent out. I guess that's first half.
King in. Cairo goes out for Oakland. Free throw by Oliver. In and out. Rebound Barbie. Miss both. Middleton has it. Bounce pass right side. Jones. Jumper. Good. First bank three for Jones. Seven for Olivia. 52-27.
Now starting to hit that outside jumper now from three-point line. So they've hit their last two of two.
Barrett feeds it to Oliver. Drives. Goes up. Layup. Good. Oliver with four. We're approaching the 30-second mark, and Barbie is either winded or something's bothering her.
I think she may have had a cramp, John. She's walking down the floor.
26 seconds left. They're going for the last shot anyway, and she goes over to Coach Wild. Over to Middleton. They may just run this play without her. Davenport. Middleton stops, shoots, guns it from 12. No good. Rebound, Watkins. Riverdale get it back to Middleton. Over to Watkins, cross court, Davenport. Open for three. Does it count? It does not. It does not go in. We're at the end of three. Riverdale leading it 52-29 over the Oakland Patriots. You're listening to State Farm Basketball on WGN. Well, you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball or High School Basketball. Stay with us.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Tired of little Johnny always talking about how cool everyone else's dad is? Want to go from zero to hero in your house? Then get Google TV. Turn your TV into a web browsing, social media, and search engine machine. Don't care what they think? Good for you. Then get yourself a home theater system with a TV the size of a drive-in movie theater. Just in time for the big game. But if you want to get any of this, you got to go to the source.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
A stat here from Bob Parks Realtor, Sonette P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. In that third quarter, Oakland shot 57%, 4 of 7. Riverdale, 7 of 18, including two threes, 39%, but they shot 11 more attempts than Oakland there in that third quarter.
Petty throws it away. You know, Brian, I was looking at the Riverdale scoring, and you've got Middleton who has 2 points tonight, and you go, well, hey, we got a good shot here because Alexis having not a good shooting night. But then you've got Davenport who comes off the bench and scores 14. So there you go. And she's more than took up the slack.
Yeah, certainly has.
Barbie, 20 points on the night. Fourth quarter action. House is starting in the fourth quarter. House gets her own tip. Puts it up, no good. A foul going to be called underneath the basket. Petty, I think. Yeah, she was holding Caitlin King under there. And that's a pretty tall order because I think Caitlin's got about 12 inches on her. Free throw by House, up and no good.
Oakland has not helped themselves to the foul line tonight either, John. I have them 1 of 7 from the foul line.
Segwin is up, in and out, rebound, tipped, King gets it, puts it back up and in. Caitlin King with six, 52-31. Riverdale leads it, 7:18 to go in the game. Petty, bounce pass, Middleton, open for three, in and out, rebound, Jones. Tries to lob it to Barbie, she wasn't there. Rebound, that Riggins comes up with it, or turnover, that is. Eubank works on Middleton. Going to drive, bounce pass into King. She walks. She really had the shot because Barbie just went flying by her. Caitlin picked it up and walked.
Well, there again, that's a perfect example. If you wanted to watch that on film of rushing your shot, you know, and changing what would be an automatic thing.
Here's Middleton. Stops, shoots, banks it off the glass, no. Long pass, Oliver. Bounce pass, trying to get it to House on the left side. And Barbie kicks it away. And it'll be Oakland's ball underneath their basket. To King. She takes a little 12-footer in and out. Rebound, tip. There's a collision. Now Petty goes down. Watkins comes up with it. We've had a lot of falls tonight. Petty brings it across. Petty, Jones, Watkins, Barbie, Middleton. In the corner, Jones. Shoots from way out. No good. Rebound, Watkins. Goes up for the rebound. Fouled by Oliver. Oliver picks up her first.
With that rebound, Riverdale is even the rebound battle, 26 to 26 apiece, where Oakland led in the first quarter, or first half, rather.
Free throw by Watkins is good. Torrey on the night with four. She'll get another one. Eyes the basket, puts it up, rolls no good. Rebound. Off of Barbie, they say. No, make that Riggins. And it'll be Riverdale's ball underneath their basket. Blackman girls won the first game tonight. Here's Barbie for three. In and out. Rebound. Out of bounds. It'll be Oakland's ball. You know, good article in the paper on Barbie. Says she'll probably have to play a wing like a three or maybe a four in college. Here's the layup. It's good by Eubank. But if anybody can do it, Shakobia Barbie can, I would think.
Yeah, I think she can play out there. She just doesn't have the size for a post.
And she's going to be working on that jump shot, I'm sure. Ball's tipped away. It'll belong to Riverdale. 53-33, our score, Riverdale by 20.
When you got somebody that can play the wing out there and then get inside and get those rebounds, she's got good enough moves around the basket.
Lobs it into Jones. Goes up. Blocked. Out of bounds, belongs to Oakland. Riverdale fans not happy with that one.
That's twice in a row they haven't been happy with the call down there.
Here's Eubank to Riggins, jumper short. Rebound, Oliver. She goes up, it's blocked. And now they're going to call a jump ball, and it will be Oakland's. That's a break for the Patriots. Monica Barrett coming back in. Oliver going to come out. It's a 20-point Riverdale lead with 5:32 to go in the game. Eubank to throw it in. And is that tipped? They say no. It's out of bounds. Turnover. Oakland. That would be number 19. Petty brings it across slowly. Between the circles. Now gets it over left wing to Eubank. Oh, make that Davenport. Ball's tipped. And King comes away with it. 12 turnovers for Riverdale. Long pass over to House. House drives, picked off by Petty. Gonna drive, finds Jones underneath the basket. And she's fouled by King. And Jones goes down one more time. May have knocked the breath out of him.
Well, that was a hard foul right there.
Four fouls on King.
John Wild's going to go out there and take a look at Oliver.
Jones has been down on the floor now three times tonight. And I don't know what's ailing her. It looked like she got the breath knocked out of her, quite honestly.
I think that's kind of what she's got going on. She's still on the floor. I know what will cure her. Just to even think about taking a break, and it does. She's going to get up. They're going to help her off.
Well, there you go. I don't think she's got a leg problem. I do think she's got the breath knocked out of her.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to get your breath. I mean, she took a hard hit. She's not going to shoot the free throws either, so somebody else is going to have to shoot those.
And it's going to be Tori Watkins who came in for her.
Yeah, I was going to say it should be who came in the game for her, and that's exactly what it's going to be.
53-33, we're 5-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Watkins free throw missed. And that's pretty hard to do, come off the bench. You've been sitting there for a few minutes. Come right in immediately and hit free throws. Watkins with the second of two. In and out. Rebound. Barbie there. Layup good.
It didn't matter. I mean, they got the 2 points anyway.
22 for Shakobia Barbie. Eubank has it. Picked up by Petty. Left side, Oliver. Oliver, bounce pass Eubank to Riggins. Takes the jumper. It's good. About an 18-footer by Riggins. She has nine. Pass is lobbed down low. Another Warrior goes down on the floor. This time it's Middleton. She's okay, and it'll be Riverdale's ball. Petty throws it in. Bounce pass, Middleton. Stops, shoots, 8-footer, good.
Well, maybe that'll build her confidence up a little bit. She really needed a basket just to get back on track.
Eubank works, spins. Ball's taken away by Middleton. Going all the way down, lays it up and in. 6 points for Middleton. 59-35.
Ends a drought for her, that's for sure. Jones went to the locker room for just a moment. She came back out. She's on the bench.
Ball's tipped away.
I don't think it's anything more than just maybe getting the... I mean, she's not holding a knee or an ankle or anything like that, so that's good.
Unless she got hit in the eye. That's the only other thing I can think of. King to Eubank. Takes a couple of dribbles, now spins in the lane, tipped away. Riggins gets it, however. Tries to give it to King. Barbie's there to take that one. Riggins makes out like a wide receiver and picks off that pass. Eubank looking for help. Ellen. Pass inside Oliver. Gets up, layup good. Nice hands by Oliver. 59-37. 22-point Riverdale lead, approaching the 3-minute mark in the game. Left side Middleton. Watkins open from the corner, no good. Rebound. And we're going to get a foul. I think Riggins is the guilty party. And that is her third. Riggins has 9 points for Oakland. Eubank with 10. Those two continue to do what they do. Free throw by Middleton. The jumper by Middleton is no good. Rebound. Fought for. Watkins comes up with it. She's on the floor. Petty to Davenport, who just checked in. Over to Petty. Davenport for the long three. It's good. Shelby Davenport. He's got 17 tonight, and all of them from about the same spot, Brian.
Yeah, she's been wearing it out on that left wing or that left baseline.
House in trouble, gives it to Riggins. It bounces off her head, and now a foul going to be called. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. 23 turnovers for the Patriots.
It's 13 here in the second half.
2:38 to go, 62-37. Riverdale on its way to another district championship.
Well, this has been a war. I mean, this really has been a very physical girls' championship game.
Well, Oakland certainly hadn't backed down, that's for sure.
Riverdale going to win their first district championship since 2 years ago. They lost last year in the championship game to Blackman.
Middleton is the first one. Second one is up, also good. 8 points for Middleton. Cantrell coming in for the Warriors. Barbie going to take a seat.
Probably done for the night, John, with what, 22?
Yep. Good night's work for Barbie. Eubank brings it across. Gives it out right side to House. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now feeds it to King. Left side. Eubank for three. No good. King tips it. Eubanks tips it. House comes up with it. House drives, gets an open lane, and now she's fouled. Very few shots you get just uncontested by Riverdale. And Kira House will go to the free throw line. Tomorrow night is boys' championship night. Free throw is missed. The consolation game, the Smyrna boys take on the Siegel boys. And then at 7:30, we'll have Blackman-Laverne boys. And the first game starts at 6 tomorrow night, 5:45 airtime on WGNS. House has 7. She hits the second one. 64-38. I'm going to rest my voice tonight, Brian, and be bright-eyed tomorrow, ready to go. Long jumper, Middleton. Good! First bank three, Middleton. I guess he's out of her slump.
Got it off their right wing. Right, she loves that spot.
Riggins for three. It's first bank time for Ellen Riggins. She's got 12. 67-41. Petty. Has it, dribbles around, tries to get it inside. King intercepts. Over to Emily Eubank. A minute 28 to go. Riggins lobs it to House. Ball's picked off. Petty to Cantrell. Now House steals it, shoots a little jumper. It's no good. And it's out of bounds off Watkins. It'll be Oakland's ball.
Riverdale with 15 turnovers in this game tonight. That's pretty uncharacteristic for them.
Eubank lobs it to Riggins. Left side, Eubank takes the jumper. No good. Rebound, Riggins. Goes up. No good. Rebound, King. She's there. Puts it in. King has 8. 67-43. Under the one-minute mark here in the district championship, 7-AAA. And although this game has been rather lopsided, it's kind of been enjoyable to watch. Jumper by Middleton is no good. Rebound, Riggins. Oakland played with them, but turnovers and some shooting woes kind of set the tone. 25 turnovers to be exact. Petty going to hold it, 30 seconds. Riverdale Warriors are going to be the district champions in 7-AAA. And they will host on Friday night. Bounce pass to Middleton. 13 seconds to go. Congratulations to the Riverdale Warriors. They're already shaking hands, some of them. Oliver goes to the bench. And that's going to do it. 1 second. And the Riverdale Warriors win the district. Congratulations to the Lady Warriors. And also to the Oakland Patriots for a second place finish. Shakobia Barbie led them all with 22, followed by Shelby Davenport's 17, and then Ellen Riggins had 12 for Oakland.